Hello and welcome to the premiere of Roleplay Swan Song, the latest show in the Roleplay franchise, I guess you could say. I'm JP McDaniel, one of the cast members here. You're going to recognize pretty much everyone on the show except for the guy right down in the center under the logo, and that is, of course, Adam Coble. You've probably seen him around at least these parts for Dungeon World. He's done a couple of things with Misclicks as well. But Adam, why don't you start off and first off, tell us a little about who you are, what you do, and why you're here.
Alrighty. I am Adam Coble. I'm the co-creator of Dungeon World, but today I am the Space Master of Space.
yes.
I master space right now for the next few hours. Yeah, that's all I'm about right now.
What about not right now? What else do you do aside from that? You DM, how many other campaigns do you DM actively?
This is campaign number 3 for me. I've got two live campaigns that I'm running right now. I'm playing a game of Burning Wheel that I just got started, and I'm playing a game called Night Witches, which is about
I've heard a lot about
Soviet bomber pilots in World War II, which is also pretty cool.
And that's like a tabletop RPG as well.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
That sounds.
Do you guys get into the accent?
I do, for sure. Accents are key. Everybody else, it varies.
Damn straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. We'll have
if you're going
to
do a Soviet D&D thing, you got to be in. Everyone's
you got to be into it.
Comrade.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Let's go bowling.
That's all Wheat knows. That's his entire
Russian
repertoire
accent.
Of Russian.
Bowling
is,
for Nazis.
Let's go bowling. Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit. Is everyone wearing glasses but me?
Yeah.
Get with it, Jeff.
Also, Wheat shaved his beard. We were gonna have like a fully bearded cast, but Wheat fucked it up.
Damn it,
Wheat.
What are you looking back?
He's got the soul patch.
I see like this, but then I look at Adam and I'm just like, well, shit, Wheat, you're.
I had to reset.
You had to reset.
Yeah.
Well, let's intro everyone else on the show. Again, you've probably recognized them before as they are all already on other roleplay shows. But Wheat, why don't we start with you? Who are you and what do you do?
Yo, I'm DJ Wheat. You might have seen me in other roleplay shows such as R&D and Cross the Good Life and other things. And I'm excited for this one. Here, let's do it. I stream and I do some shows with JP. I do some shows with Jeff. And I just want to go on the record. I'm glad you let me go first because now I'm excited. Obviously, we have Adam as our Space Master, but I am fucking thrilled that I get to play with the one and only Stephen Lumpkin. So, booyah, let's do it.
We'll use that as a segue. Stephen, it's your first roleplay show as a player character.
It's true.
No longer are you pulling the strings. Well, maybe you are.
That's what you all think.
You're going to have your hands full, Adam. This guy. I DM'd this son of a bitch.
I'm not scared of Steven. I'm not afraid.
I believe he was rolling around in poop. I think he tried to set Neil on fire and kill him.
I distinctly remember you guys butchering my game. That was great.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
No, I had a lot of fun rolling around in poop in Dungeon World.
Nice. Nice. Tag for those line. Just joining from the front page, Steven's the weird one. He's the odd guy. Just go with it.
Hi, guys. So I run some other role playing shows on Roleplay, including R&D, and maybe there's another one. I don't know. And I work in the video games industry. I'm currently working on a game called Warhammer 40,000 Eternal Crusade. It's gonna be awesome. And I think that's about it for like what I do online.
I'm just going to give you the platform. People are wanting the close-up of the shirt. I saw you going like this, trying to get it in there. Is that a one-piece shirt?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
It is. And who's the best one-piece character, JP?
I don't watch the anime or anything. Yeah. So
yeah. The correct answer is Nico Robin. So
there you go, Nico Robin.
Just so you know.
Oh, that's right. You've lectured me before about Nico Robin. Well, not
Nico
lectured,
Robin.
Told me.
Is that what it is?
She's the best.
It's yeah. It's a female character that... I forget what we just tell us. What
she grows it. Hands out of her body.
I do that too. Look,
she's
right?
The no, like multiple. She's the best. She's the best.
Do they stay on her after she grows them?
If you want them to stay on her, they can, but they're not permanent.
Oh my god, we
Look at chat. They're agreeing.
Chat's loving
so,
it.
You know.
Yeah, that's good, right? Chat agreeing with you?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good.
It's a once in a lifetime when the stars align, chat agrees with someone on the stream. That's what happens. Jeff, what's going on with you? Who are you and what do you do on the internet or in life?
What's up, everybody? In case you're just now joining us, I'm a former full-time professional StarCraft II player for Evil Geniuses. Now I'm more of like a commentator, host, personality kind of thing. I still play. I'm still competing. I'll be at Red Bull Atlanta Battlegrounds this coming weekend where Wheat will be joining us, I believe. Right, Wheat?
Negative.
God damn it. I just assumed.
Oh,
I just assumed. I apologize.
I'm bummed. Yeah, I was supposed to be there. Katza, I think I actually said it already, but yeah. I wish I was going, dude.
He sometimes shows up there. I've been doing shows with JP, which is actually kind of weird to think about, for
2.5 years now?
Three? Is it only 2.5?
State
of the Game,
no, State of the Game was maybe 3 years.
3 or 4 now, I think. Getting old.
Yeah, we're getting pretty old. We're getting older.
Been with the McDaniels for a while now doing shows. We've been doing some role play. I'm on Solemn. Before that, it was just called Role Play, I guess, the original one.
The flagship show still is.
You sound salty about that, Jeff.
Not salty at all, man. Those are good times. Are you fucking kidding me? Check out those VODs on JP's thing, his Twitter, YouTube. Anyways. And then for me, I'm also a Warhammer fanatic, so Steven and I have bonded over that. He's creating a Warhammer computer game. I play the the vanilla, the original, Warhammer 40,000, Terranids for Life, The Great Devourer. other than that, you can just, find me on the internets. We'll see a lot of each other if you check out the show, so thank you.
There you go. Yeah, I think Jeff is probably a part of, I think we're in the 400s now, 400 hours or so of content, roleplay related. I think you're probably in like 200 of it.
Yeah.
You're in a good portion of it.
Been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, cool. That does the intros and everything. Adam, I guess this is your turn to take it away. Typically, the DM will, from here on out, tell us what the fuck this game is. And I guess you could probably tell us why the show is called Swan Song, because I think a lot of people are wondering.
Totally. So the game we're going to be playing is called Stars Without Number. It's a sci-fi role-playing game based primarily on basic Dungeons & Dragons. So real old school, real lethal, very simple mechanically. It's got a skill set that comes to us from a game called Traveler, which if you're an old nerd, you've heard of. If you're not, Traveler is to sci-fi RPGs what D&D is to fantasy. It came out in the 70s and Stars Without Number has got a skill system that's sort of based on that. And Stars is what we call a sandbox game. So rather than me leading the players from plot point to plot point, I'm just going to say, here's the universe. Go be in it.
Go forth.
The show is called Swan Song because that's the name of the ship that the characters are responsible for. It's technically property of the Sunbeam Multistellar Corporation. You guys owe an ass ton of money on it, and the game's going to be about paying that money down, getting your ship. Or you might just bail out partway through, and then it'll be about evading people trying to collect money
for
the ship.
I hope actually within the first 10 minutes, we like lose the ship, but then it's called Swan Song for no fucking
for
reason.
For no reason.
Part way through, Adam?
Yeah.
We'll
just have to come up.
Debt is one of our primary responsibilities.
Well, the great thing about the show being called Swan Song is that Swan Song also means the last glorious thing you do before you die horribly. So, multi-purpose title there.
There you go.
So for today, it's the name of the ship.
We can just name each season. I mean, I can fit 8 characters in there. We'll be good. We can change the title anytime we lose the ship. Just let's get through a couple episodes because it's not cheap. Anyways.
So the setting is inspired primarily by kind of classic era 70s, 80s sci-fi, Sid Mead concept art, Blade Runner, the novel Dune. I'm particularly inspired by Ian Banks culture novels. So if you want any extra media to absorb while you're desperately waiting for the next episode, go and do that. So things that exist in Stars Without Number, faster than light travel. Ships have what are called spike drives that allow them to drill down into subspace and travel at faster speeds. Psychic powers are really important to the setting, primarily because the sector that the characters are in, it's called Asgard Sigma, It's very far away from Earth, so far that no one that lives in that sector knows where Earth is anymore. The people of this setting have been separated from Earth for a very long time by an event called the Scream, which was a horrible psychic backlash that killed most of the powerful psychics, and now you're stuck out in the wilderness trying to get by. There are aliens. We may or may not see them. Cybernetics are a thing. You know, standard sci-fi stuff, energy weapons, repulsors, spaceships, cool motorcycles, that kind of thing. But one thing that you don't have is faster-than-light communication. So in a lot of ways, the setting feels a little like kind of a high seas thing where you have to take communication on board your ship. There are mail ships traveling from sector to sector delivering news. So what might happen in one sector might not reach the far reaches of the sector for a while. So that's something to kind of keep in mind. So the characters are all members of the crew of the Swan Song, filling various roles. The Swan Song is a small free merchant ship built on a freighter hull. It's got a simple spike drive. It's got 100 or 1,000 tons of cargo space on the sheet. You guys have it. And hopefully you'll be using that cargo space to move expensive stuff around. So what we're going to do for character creation, we'll jump right into it. We need attributes for the characters. So as I mentioned, the game uses the oldest of old school, the 3d6 rolled in order and assigned to strength, intelligence, wisdom, dexterity, constitution, and charisma. So let's get doing that.
So who wants to go first?
I suggest Wheat.
Why? No, I'm not going first. Fuck you.
Hold on.
Steven has been GMing for years.
Nose goes.
He's going first.
All right, I'll go first. Okay. Hang on. Steven, what's the...
Fuck you, Jeff.
We'll do
what's
each
the
step.
Order
we'll do
of
each
abilities?
Step. We'll do them all together. So, like, Steven, roll your 3d6 6 times, and then we'll move on. We'll get everybody attributes before we move on.
I want to state that in other role plays, typically where we do the 3d6 or the 4d6, I guess mostly Solemn and D&D, it was always 4d6, remove the lowest one. So this is even a little bit more hardcore than that. But you can... What's the ruling again, Adam? You can change it from an 8 to a 14
There's two. Yeah, there's two ways you can move your scores around. So you can reduce scores that are above 13. You can basically mediocritize yourself. So if you got a 16, you can bring it down to a 13 to bring your 4 up to an 8. So there's a middle band between 8 and 13. Yeah, you can move them up. But you can't bring a low score above 8 or lower a high score below 13. And then when you choose your class, you'll be given the opportunity to bump one of your prime requisites up to 14 if it's not already.
Okay.
So the thing about this is because it's based on that old version of D&D, like the attributes really aren't that huge a deal. Your skills are way more important. The way you just get you done in character is going to be way more effective than being like, I got a plus 17,000 on my strength. I'm going to punch everything to death.
Okay.
Which is still cool, Adam.
Yes.
Right?
It is cool, but do it without the numbers.
True.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
And right, also, do we go in order? Is it the first roll is strength?
The first roll is it's strength, intelligence, wisdom.
All right, let Steven do it first.
Harrowing. All right, Steven, what's your strength?
Should we describe our characters after the attributes? Should we introduce our characters after?
Yeah, we'll do character introductions because we'll do attributes, classes, backgrounds, and training, and then we can talk about what your character is about.
Is it strength, dex, con, intelligence, wisdom, charisma?
It's whatever the order is on the character sheet.
I'm going strength, the dex, con, and wizcha. Dex, con, sheet? And wizcha. Here we go.
And someone.
Oh my god!
Warrior.
Boom!
Oh!
15.
All right. Let's see what the next one is. Oh my god! Why doesn't it let me go up? Yeah.
JP, can you Skype me the warrior one?
You mean the PDF?
Yeah.
Yeah,
9 see. Con.
9's pretty good.
You peaked early, like Steven.
15, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. Oh, no!
Oh,
you're not
spiral.
Come on, baby daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Oh, God!
Damn.
Oh, no, this is going to be the worst.
Not all about the numbers. I remember that.
So nice.
Strong and
charismatic guy.
Sick.
So it goes strength, dex, con, int, wiz, charisma. Yeah.
So, Steven, while we move on to the next person, you can keep that 15 and 14 if you want to, or you can bring them both as far down as 13 to bring up the other scores.
Oh, I'm
but,
keeping.
But the only thing you could bring up would be Int by 1 point, yeah, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm going last.
I'll go. I'll go now.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Get your ass on there.
All right, so.
Strength. Go.
Yep, strength. 11.
Okay.
And then.
Dex.
10.
Con.
And 12.
Not bad.
Hex.
Slightly above average guy.
12 and bring it home.
13.
No, Adobe, why'd you do that? Now my character sheet crashed, but that's okay.
Don't worry, I'm recording all. Well, reopen. You're going to be adjusting it, so you have to tell me what the final ones are. But
okay, I'll redo it again. What was my int? 13.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Then 12.
Damn.
My God. Holy
king shit. Of mediocrity
well
over
rounded.
Here.
Yes. 12. Slightly better.
And
than
charisma. Yep.
Damn.
Oh,
God,
what is this?
Good hello. Fucking rolls from week.
Hello.
Shit.
So
Jeff,
11.
Jeff, one
10.
Of us is going to suck, man.
I know. I know.
One of us is going to suck so bad. And I'm so nervous.
Can we just have Wheat roll for me?
God,
that
I'm so nervous about it. Wheat, or Jeff, you're up next.
All right. All right.
Strength.
Roll 3d6.
10.
That's what I was imagining.
Dex? 10.
Con? No, don't do this. I don't
Con?
Be the fucking...
9?
Getting 11
and...
now.
9? Wiz?
Is there one more?
There's two more. 10?
Jeff?
Last
one,
more, Jeff.
Man.
Last one, charisma.
It's going to be a 9.
Oh, it's good! Yo, those are the worst rolls. God damn it.
You guys right. are lucky oh I'm really good at, you know, imagination shit.
Oh, God. Here we go.
The numbers ain't doing it for me.
Yeah, try to imagine yourself having better stats, maybe.
So, Adam, we have two columns in the stats.
God.
Yep. And so, the left column... I don't have the character sheets in front of me. One of the columns is for the number. There's a modifier that'll be what you roll when, like, you add to rolls. You can see it if you have the PDF on page 10. We'll get to that in a second. So just be consistent. Like, fill out the leftmost one with the numbers you've already got.
Oh, the leftmost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Strength, 13. Not bad. Dex. Oh, fuck.
Ooh.
7. Con is next, right?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Int.
11. That's not good.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Mother.
Yeah, boy.
Last one is what?
Charisma.
Charisma.
I need this one. Fuck!
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's the lowest score. We both
got it.
Those are only... I only had 2 double digits against the That's so right. bad.
So you can move points between your scores, lowering abilities above 13 and raising below 8 to even out. No such modifications can lower a high score below 13 or raise a low one above 8. So
yeah
so I'm fucked.
Just remember that.
Look You're at stuck. Me. All right. So now everybody needs to just choose a class. There's only 3 in the game. Warriors are survivors, proficient in fighting and combat. Psychics are gifted with unique mental powers. Experts are everybody else. Experts have expertise in a wide range of useful skills. So, pick one of those 3 things, and then we can talk about your prime requisites.
By the way, does anyone else have this issue with the character sheet? When I change my decks, the con changes as well.
Oh, the fields might be, they might be have the same name.
How do you save this, actually, now that I look at it?
What do you mean? You just got to file
how do you save your
as...
sheet?
Did you download
save.
It?
Oh, like right click and save as, I guess.
Oh yeah,
you
gotta download
have it on your.
You gotta download it. I think if you're looking
I
at that.
I did download it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, right. if Dex and Connor are linked, then I'll have to pop Acrobat open between things and fix it. Okay. Just make a note somewhere.
Okay.
So like, can we talk about character concepts for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So like Wheat. What's the idea behind your character?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, we need someone to drive the ship. We need someone to what is it? We need navigation computers
navigation,
and
vehicle
yeah,
space
so,
and vehicle flight. Yeah.
Yeah. Space navigation will allow you to chart your trip from one place to another so you don't end up in like the middle of a star or like empty space with no fuel. So useful. Computers is for managing all the stuff that happens in the system. So like communications in the ship, both the jamming and detection thereof, scanners, that kind of stuff, Spock shit. And then the vehicle space is the actual piloting of the ship. And it would be probably helpful if someone had business, so you can haggle when you take jobs, but not necessary.
So what were you going to go with? Were you going to take any of those?
My character is going to have the computer skill.
Okay. Cool.
I'll take business, too, if we need that. So can a warrior take business, or do you have to be an expert to take business?
It depends on your background, right?
Special. Yeah, what'll happen is after you pick your class, so the class really just modifies your stats and gives you a special ability. Your background package, which is your character's like early training and origins, like where you came from, you can pick up business from that if you want to. And then your training package is like what kind of warrior you are. So like Space Marine or like primitive Dirt Worlder or whatever. So if you want a skill that's outside of what you'd expect in your normal skill package, usually the background covers it.
Okay.
So what class is... I assume everyone's picked a class. So Steven, what class are you going with?
I was thinking I was going to be an expert.
Okay. Wheat, you're going psychic? Is that still true?
I'm going psychic, yes.
Okay. Jeff, are you still going warrior?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm going expert as well.
Yeah.
So Steven, I'm marking all this down because I'm going to have to put in the sheet. Warrior, Wheat, Psychic, GP Expert. And then real quick, what again are the stat modifiers? If they're higher than a 14, we can take it down?
If it's higher than a 13, you can reduce it down to 13. If it's lower than 7, you can bring it, or lower than 8, you can bring it up to 8.
Okay, what do you do if all your numbers are 10, 9,
yeah,
or 8?
You can't modify at all?
You live with them. Now.
I can't modify it all either.
So here's the thing. Once you've picked your class, you can replace one of your two prime requisites. So if you're an expert and you don't like your intelligence or your charisma,
mm-hmm.
get rid of that stat, make it a 14. So pick one or the other.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
If you're a psychic, you can turn either your wisdom or constitution into a 14. And for a warrior, you pick strength or dex. And if it's lower than 14, you can bump it up.
All right. I'll pick. So I just get to do that. So as a warrior, I'm going to pick my dex. It's a 14 now.
Yeah. Bump it up.
Okay.
What's that you say? My lowest score becomes equal to my highest? Ah. I have a 15. Now I've suddenly become like the best character in this group because I have a 15, a 14, a 14, a 9,
Is
a
that
9,
the
and
only
eight.
Stat modifiers we're going to get at all, Adam?
That's it. You're done. Oh, okay. Once that's finished.
Then, Steven, can you read me your stats? What's your strength?
15.
What's your dex?
9.
What's your con?
9.
What's your int?
14.
What's your wisdom?
8.
And every time I change my dex to 14, it changes my con. And if I change 14. My con,
yeah, that's
to 9,
that's a bug in the sheet. I'll fix that for next session.
Okay.
What was it, Steven? 14.
14.
Okay.
Fort Tizzle.
Wheat, do you have yours?
Yeah. So strength 11.
Okay.
And I can only raise a stat that's my prime to 14. Correct.
Yeah. So you can take either wisdom or charisma and. We talked about this before. Wisdom or Constitution.
Yeah.
And
so strength 11, dex 10, con 12, int 13, wisdom 14, charisma 13.
Fuck you. Okay. Jeff, do you know what your stats are?
Yeah.
So okay, can you read them off?
10 strength,
okay.
14 dex, uh-huh. 9 con, 9 int, 10 wisdom, 8 charisma.
All right. And mine are... God damn it. Mine are 13, 7, 8, 11, 7, 14.
It's pretty wild.
They're the fucking
You're
worst.
All over the place.
They're the fucking
Not a balanced worst. Individual.
No.
All right, so now that you've got your classes and your stats are all ironed out, so if you have a stat that is from 4 to 7, put a minus 1 next to it. This is going to be the modifier, so anytime you do anything with this stat, it'll be that number. So 4 to 7 is minus 1.
Okay.
8 to 13 is no modifier.
Okay.
Excellent.
And
yeah.
14 to 17 is plus 1, and nobody has a 3 or an 8.
Okay, perfect. So me and Jeff just have no modifiers at all, ever.
Yeah, the plus 1 thing does it for con as well, so I guess...
Oh, wait, 14 to 17 is plus 1?
Yeah, 14 to 17 is plus
1.
Oh
my god, I have one modifier.
Yes!
Same here.
Jeff, high five, buddy. All right.
I have one as well.
Okay. HP, is that... Do we roll a d6 or do we start
no,
with 6?
No, so yeah, just start with a maximum amount of
You're
HP for
You're starting us with max?
Dude, if I didn't, then we would have one hit point. I'd be like,
Can I just for the audience? Can
for
I just roll? So
yeah,
I could put 16, but let me just roll for the audience.
Is 16 the max?
For me.
No, hit points. Hit points
I'm 1d4.
It's a d4 plus your modifier for constitution. So
right.
Yours is going to be, what's your constitution modifier?
My constitution modifier is 0.
So you got 4 hit points, buddy.
Oh, yeah. 4 hit points? Yeah. Oh my god.
Not plus.
Yeah, I was thinking 4d4.
You can survive like a single average shot from a pistol. Way to go. Don't get shot.
Yeah.
Don't get shot.
So minus... Also, that's a good rule for just life, guys.
Oh, my minus 6. God. Jeff, is yours 10 as a warrior or 8?
Where does it say that?
It's got to be 8.
It should be
it's
right
in the upper right of your sheet.
Yeah, it says H.
Where's Yeah, it's 8.
It says HD, so eight. I get hit dice. Yeah. So you got 8 and Steven has 6. Okay, cool. What do we do now?
JP, do you have a minus 1 in your con?
Yeah.
I'm 8, so no.
Oh.
Okay.
I have 13... Oh, wait, no, my dex is 7. Whoops, I entered that wrong. Oh, because that's because it changes.
Yeah, con and dex
changed
are
both of them,
That's right, okay.
Because chat's saying that you have 7 hit points, not 8. Or 5, not 6, I guess.
No, I have 8 con and 7 dex.
Yeah, so you're fine.
Yeah, chat, that's
it's
a bug.
Dex. It's your dex that's minus.
Yeah. Okay.
If it wasn't already on the character sheet, you would note down your class's special ability, but for the audience, I'll read them out. So experts have a knack for success and can reroll a failed skill check once per hour. So that's hour of real time, like gameplay. So if we play for 3 hours, experts, you can do one rerolled failed check per hour. Warriors have uncanny luck on the battlefield. Once per fight, they can automatically evade an attack that otherwise would have hit them. And you can wait until I do damage on this if you want, Jeff. So I could be like, you take 47 damage. And you could be like, no.
Not to take that. Yeah.
No, thank you. And psychics, your special ability is psychic powers. You have
that's
psychic
just,
power.
That's, okay, great.
It's so hard. Life is hard. You can move things with your mind.
Oh, that's what he can do?
I can't.
That's
but
yeah, right. It depends on what powers you pick. But, So the next thing everybody needs to do is select your background package. So this is an option to reflect your character's early training and origins, and you'll record the skills the package grants on your character sheet. So backgrounds can be found on page 13, and they represent things that your character did before you got roped into this crew of misfits. So you might have been a bandit or a hermit or a noble, or you might have been a con artist or a priest. Each one will give you a set of skills that you'll gain. If you don't like any of them that are already here, the adventurer one allows you to take culture, a specific world, or culture spacer, and then any two skills you like. So you get less skills overall, but you can make up your own.
So I do have a question. Since we have to have either, navigation, flight, space, and computers, can we just get that, or does it have to be a part of our background packages?
It'll either be part of your background package or your training, which is the next step. So if you don't take it now, then you'll have to pick
too.
One that
cool.
later. Yeah, we'll do this again, but they're going to be class specific ones.
Adam, also, do you have the link handy for that free PDF? I think Jeff needs it.
I do. I'll just give you the Dropbox. Perfect.
So, I was reading, when I was reading through, it seemed like we could sort of bargain with you in terms of these background training packages, right?
Maybe. What are you looking to bargain about?
So, I would really like to either... So Rogue Psychic and Criminal Mind are both ones that I like, and they're somewhat similar. Mm-hmm. But basically, I want to give up Culture Criminal because I already get a culture from my class and take Combat Any in its spot. And I feel like Criminal Mind, that's
fine. I'm not gonna stick you on that stuff.
Excellent.
So, but don't you're jumping ahead. Criminal Mind and Combat Psychic, those are for later. We're just looking at background right now.
Oh, background. Oh,
God, Weed.
God damn it. My bad.
Wait, playing advanced stars with that number. So just to give you guys an idea, like most of the skills are pretty straightforward. Like if you have combat primitive weapon, you could use a bow and arrow. If you have history, you know things about galactic history. Culture is a little bit different because culture allows you not only to learn things about specific stuff. So if I'm like, you crash land on planet X and you're like, I've got culture space. I want to learn some stuff about, you know, the customs of planet X. You can roll to know that. But it's also a way to generate NPCs. So if you show up in a world and you're like, I know a guy here. Because I have a culture traveler, so I know lots of different space travelers. We can roll, and then we can introduce that character. It's kind of like how when Han Solo's like on the run from the Empire, and he's like, oh, hey, Bespin, Lando lives there. He's my buddy. And then his player flubs the roll, so it's a trap, but he doesn't know that. That's how it works in this game, too. So culture skills are useful both as like knowledge skills and then also for having your character tied to the various cultures of the sector.
Okay.
And these are separate from like the class background packages?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, so you get to okay, that's both. Where I fucked up.
You'll get two.
Okay.
You'll get a background first and then a training, okay. training package.
So, all right.
Go ahead, Wheat.
Well, if I was going to choose computer, like comm crew would be...
Yeah, that'd be a way to get it.
Okay.
For the skills that you take, just put a zero. Skills start at zero. Because the way this game works is if you are trying to do something you don't have the skill for it, you take a minus one. If you have the skill, you don't add anything, and then they range between 0 and 5.
For the skill combat/gunnery, is that only on ships?
Yeah, that's ship lasers and sand throwers and missiles and stuff.
Fuck. We've got lasers and sand throwers, JP.
Is anyone taking... Because I was going to go navigation, but I want to take con artist. But that doesn't give us anything that we need.
What? But you get the option to get something we need with your expert training package as well, right?
Yep. What page is that on, Adam? Because I feel like that's, we should be looking at them at the same
sure,
time.
Sure, yeah, you can look at them at the same time.
That's
so,
page 18 and 19, JP.
Yeah, background packages are 13
okay, I got
and 14.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay, perfect, yeah. I got navigation, guys. I got that under lock. So I'm going to take awesome. Con artist.
Okay.
Background con artist. Do the other
just take soldier, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
Jeff, are you looking to take what is it? Comms, navigation, and computer?
Took comm crew.
You took computer, navigation, and what's the other one? Damn, I can't remember this at all.
Business?
Computers, navigation, and vehicle space.
Oh yeah, vehicle space. Yeah, vehicle space. Are you planning on being a pilot, Jeff?
No, but if we need to, I guess I could do that.
I can be a pilot.
All right, yeah.
I can be a pilot.
Yes.
We need business, I guess, but I can do
I
that
can
in the other
with
one.
This.
Okay.
Which one has business? Like,
if you are a warrior, let's see if any of these have business. I imagine there's like a private military one. Mercenary. Yeah. So if you do soldier mercenary, you'll get business from mercenary. Okay. When you're picking your training package, if you get a repeat, so if you have a skill that you've already got, I think it just gives you a bonus plus one to that skill.
Oh.
Okay.
So if you double up, then you get
really.
Extra
and where's the training one?
Oh shit!
If a skill appears in both your background package and training, take it at level one instead of level zero. Those come immediately after each class description. So pages 19, 21, and 23.
Okay.
Oh shit! I'm excited, guys.
I'm excited too. That actually
this
changes.
Is working out. Okay, I'll just have to edit that in because the sheet has like culture slash, but it's not editable for those three things. Mm-hmm. But I need to add that in.
Yeah, just make a note.
Right. Yep. Steven, did you already choose your background?
I'm still looking through it all. Let's see here. I want to see what kind of expert training packages I could get. Oh, geez. Well, I could become a pilot. That could be a training package that I take for expert. So yeah, I think I'm going to be a biotech crew, which gives me culture, spacer, science, tech, astronautic, and tech medical.
Interesting.
It's get some Lazarus patches. Make sure no one else dies, especially we.
Yes.
this 4 hit point.
Okay. Who hasn't? Wheat, did you choose?
Yeah, I'm choosing comm crew.
Comm crew. Okay. Jeff, what about you?
Mercenary.
Okay, and I'm taking con artist.
And how do we know what this gives us? Where is it on the sheet that we highlight that somewhere?
It's in the PDF that you just got. Go to page 13.
Yeah, I got that. But
oh, okay.
Are we
so you
to
take that,
these things,
you take that, and then where it says skills underneath, and then you just put a zero next to that skill on the character sheet.
Yeah, so you've got combat projectile, combat unarmed, culture, and then you'll pick a specific world and tactics all at zero.
So I do have one question.
But for the ones you have redundant between background and training, you do plus one, right?
Yeah, if you have it on both. Like if you have soldier and then mercenary also gives you combat projectile, you add another one. So it goes from zero to one.
Cool. Okay. How do we get skills? Do we get skills when we level up or what?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get skill points that you can spend when you level up. Experts get them a lot faster than everybody else.
You're damn right they do.
Skills are the jam.
Weak.
You're damn right.
Yeah. Okay. What package are you going to take, Lumpkin? I don't know why I'm calling you by your last name, but let's just go with it.
It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on, Lumpkin.
Oh,
hurry
Jesus,
the fuck up,
there's,
Lumpkin.
There's so many.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
I was not looking at Bounty Hunter, so you're golden.
So your background is con artist and your training is Bounty Hunter?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Culture / world isn't here, so that's just there's a culture one. You just
you'd be again if because I think JP mentioned there's you can't edit that, so I'll fix that one.
Okay.
But yeah, think about like you'd be a specific world. It might be your home world. It might be another world.
Vehicle / any means I choose one of
you
the vehicle
one.
Ones, right? Yeah. So I'm gonna be a xenoarchaeologist.
Oh, nice.
Which gives me another combat, another culture, history, language, perception, science, tech, any, and vehicle, any.
So well, you're going to be a pilot too, right?
Yeah, vehicle, any is going to be vehicle space.
So what's your, what background did you take?
Biotech background.
Cool, so biotech crew and then...
Biotech crew and xeno.
Your character is such a nerd.
Yep.
Yeah.
ship's nerd.
All if right, it says combat any, do you put a zero in all the combats?
No, you
choose
pick
one,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But it gives me combat projectile, so potentially I could just go double up on that, right?
Not if it's in the same... like if it gives you combat projectile or combat any, you can't. Okay. But if you have projectile in one and then any in the other, yeah, you could just grab projectile again.
Steven, then I'll do... would knives be unarmed, technically? Or
knives
primitive?
Is primitive, yeah.
Okay.
And as a bonus, you get spears.
Steven, are you
other
flying?
Sharp object.
Yeah, I'm flying.
You want me to fly and you not to fly?
Hell no, sucker.
Culture.
This ship's my baby.
Do we have any other vehicles on the ship, Mr. DM?
Not presently, no. I mean, you have the cargo space to fit vehicles if you want to, but you don't have enough you have no money. So if you steal one, though.
What would be considered a vehicle grav? Would that be something that is floating?
Hover cars, hover tanks.
What is more common in this world?
Depends on what planet you're on. Tech level 3 planets don't have grav technology. TL4 and above will.
I chose my planet earlier. Oh, shit. I got to open up that thing that you sent me.
I'm going to choose Criminal Mind, by the way, for my training. But as I mentioned, I want to give up Culture Criminal for... projectile weapons. You're cool with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Great.
Are we starting at level 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Zero so, right. JP, just for reference, like more than I would say 2/3 of the worlds in the sector are TL4 and above. So
they would have grav.
Yeah, grav stuff is pretty
cool.
Can
you I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but I don't have it easily accessible and I think you do. Can you tell me what type of planet Asa is?
Let me pull up
tech,
the...
Because whatever that is, I'll choose my vehicle from that.
Okay.
And yes, I did choose the planet named after the porn star. That is how that was.
Hero.
Yeah, okay.
That's how that was chosen.
Planet Asa, it is a tech level 4 planet.
Cool, so they would have grav.
Yep.
And then I have one other question. So in between all the background packages and then the individual classes, there's also the character skills.
Yeah. So the class, like the class skills, those are going to be, it just modifies the cost of raising them later. So where it says like expert class skills, like all except combat skills, tactics and tech, sci-tech, for psychics, there's a list like combat, sci-tech, culture, any, those are your class skills. They're going to be cheaper later on. But they don't really matter it.
So you don't actually select one. It's just kind of an explanation of them, right? I got you.
Just stuff your classes.
So, okay.
Adam, give me a city that would be, or a world that would be like city and high tech and crime.
The highest tech level world is Oninsa. It is a abandoned colony.
How do you spell that?
Oninza.
Oh my God! You just said Zed. Are you German?
No, I'm.
He's
Canadian.
Canadian.
We don't hang with Germans here. Happy Canada Day. We can go there.
Spraken Sie Space.
Since we're talking about, are you selecting homeworlds?
So, Oninsa, just to give you some just quick to make sure it sounds like a place you want to be from. Oninsa was a colony world that was abandoned due to a religious war. There's a religious war over the planet that caused massive damage and most people left. There's still some like embittered like holdouts that still live there fighting the war over that planet.
But it's the highest tech planet?
Yes, it has pre-tech and pre-like scream technology, which is probably why people were fighting over it.
You think a criminal kind of a suave dude could come from there. Then,
of course. You're going to be the one stealing or trying to steal all the shit.
Yeah, okay. Guys, I like Germans. Chat, don't freak out. I'm half German myself.
Yeah, we're very sarcastic on the show. Don't take anything we say seriously.
Adam,
yes.
Can you tell me what the most wealthy homeworld would be?
So like the homeworld that's sort of the most prosperous?
Yes.
Guys, I just went by the name. I didn't go by like the stats of the world. I saw ass and I was like, I'm in.
You done goofed.
I know. I'm worried.
Well,
though.
It doesn't, JP, don't worry about it because my character is poor as fuck in the wealthiest place
so
in the universe.
There's a planet called Majid. It's currently undergoing a gold rush. That's probably a good bet if you want to be
M-A-J-I-D?
M-A-J-I-D, yep.
Oh, that's wow. I got that.
Or Jed, as they say.
Majid.
I do say Jed.
Majid. It's in Planet 5 in the Vafai system.
I do have a question for you. In terms of combat, what would be like an energy pistol? And would I have access to something like that at level 1?
So at character creation, you are allowed to purchase tech level 4 and lower equipment. The lowest tech level energy weapon is a laser pistol. It's tech level 4, so you could buy it.
Perfect.
It's 200 credits though, so you may not be able to afford it. You'll start with.
What if I? Can I somehow con someone out of it?
You could do that at the beginning of the game. Or you could convince your friends to lend you some money.
I could.
How much money do we start with?
I'm looking for that right now. It's not a ton.
And you said that's an energy weapon?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I'll
choose
take
lasers.
That.
Oh, yeah, no, you start with 400 credits plus 1d6 times 100, so you might have 1,000 credits to start with.
Oh, okay. Mm. Can we all roll for our credit start right now?
Well, has everybody picked their background package and training package?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so I'm just going to make sure I have it in my notes. So you're comms crew criminal mind?
Yes.
Okay, and I think that was the only one that I had. So these are ways to, like, in thinking about how you want to play your character, like, the first one is the thing you were before, and then the other one is the thing you kind of are now. So, like, for example, used to be comms crew on a ship, but now you're, like, a criminal psychic. So think about kind of what moved you from one to the other, what happened to your ship, like, where's the rest of the crew, what made you go from comms crew to criminal mind, things like that. Some of them are easier to figure out, like soldier to mercenary. Maybe you're part of the army. Now you're part of your own army.
There you go.
Biotech crew to xenoarchaeologist. A natural transition, if ever I heard one.
You're just
one.
A fucking lifelong nerd. There's no.
I'm pretty sure Steven's playing Zoidberg. Is what's happening here. Yeah.
Except he's like more charismatic, strong, dexterous, powerful than the rest of us.
Than all of us. You know, he chooses super not to nerd. Care about all that.
All right, so everybody has that stuff. You've all marked your skills down. Does everybody have a homeworld?
No. You link us to the Dropbox with the system in it?
The thing, yeah.
While you're doing that, if I wanted to dual-wield pistols, would that give me any benefit? And is there a skill relationship to that or no?
No, I mean, this skill is just... I mean, you'll in combat, it's real simple. You get like a move and an action. The benefit of having two pistols is that if one runs out of ammo, you have the other one without having to draw another weapon.
But I couldn't use two pistols at once?
No, not initially, because you only have one, like one shot, time for one shot, basically.
Okay.
Okay, let's well, yeah. If anybody, in the chat wants to follow along and look at the Asgard Sigma Encyclopedia, it's on JP's Reddit.
Oh, yes.
All the maps and stuff. So I'll post this. Okay, Steve, here you go.
Woot.
Cool. So there's Asgard Sigma. Cool. So while Steven is deciding where he wants to be from, if you haven't already, note your hit points. So just take the max for the die. So the two experts will have 6 plus your constitution modifier. Jeff, you'll have 8 plus your constitution modifier.
Did you say, Adam, we were starting in Gunhild?
Yes, I'm going to start you off there.
I will be from Andani.
Ooh, nice.
Andani.
Okay, cool. Where are you from again?
Majid.
And Jeff, what planet did we decide?
That awesome one we just described, Onitsa.
Cool. Okay, cool. So choose your language. So your character speaks English. You speak your world's native tongue. If that's different, you can decide that yourself. I don't really care. It'll just matter if you go there. And then you can add one more language per point of intelligence modifier bonus. So
excellent.
The game is set.
Jeff, next, let's go.
The game is set in the year 3200, so you're pretty distant from like normal Earth cultures. But people have managed to hang on to their languages pretty solidly. So if you want to speak like Korean, that's a valid choice.
This on the.
Yeah, where is this
anywhere?
On the character sheet?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Just make a note somewhere. Maybe in the notes section.
Yeah.
So perfect. English, but it's based on earthly
based
languages?
On actual languages. Unless for some reason you're like, if you're a mercenary, you could have like a special like mercenary hand sign like language that you speak. You can make up languages if you want to, but they tend to be pragmatic rather than cultural because you haven't had time to build a full cultural language.
Surely I could speak some sort of ancient alien tongue.
Sure, yeah. So the alien races you may have encountered, you can see them if you have the Galactic Encyclopedia open. There's the alien races.
I do.
Side bar there, so you can pick one of those. You can speak their native tongue.
I like Shindel because they're hybrid avian and exotic.
Cool, so you speak.
They have scales instead of feathers and chainsaw-like mouth parts or claws.
I would love to hear you try and use your human mouth to make a chainsaw-like mouth sound.
Probably, like, I have to use my hands here.
You're probably,
to, like, yeah.
Yeah. You have to chew like a rock while you're speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
so
I speak English and Shindelian.
Shindel, okay, cool.
Ancient Shindelian.
Right.
I have no use for modern Shindelians.
You speak
so you said without modifiers, we just get to pick one other?
You get English and your world's native tongue if it's different.
Is Japanese. It sounds kind of Japanese.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Onitsia, sure.
Yeah. You can spell
it. Oh, I did say Onitsuwa, which is not what it is. It's Onitsa, but it still sounds
Onitsa,
kind of Japanese.
Yeah, you could. Oninsa. Yeah, you could say Oninsa in Japanese. There you go.
I'll steal all the anime fanboys that JP would have other or DJ Wheat would have otherwise garnished for himself. So.
Then I'll take all the Firefly fanboys and choose Chinese. So fuck off.
Cool. So does that mean Wheat that Ajid speaks Chinese primarily? And if so, Mandarin or Cantonese?
Mandarin.
Okay.
And yes.
All right. So Ajid, I'm guessing it sounds to me like it wasn't named by Mandarin speakers. So is it like a different ruling group than originally named the planet, or how'd that happen? Because it sounds kind of like Arabic.
Your name's Ajid?
I feel like the people
the planet.
Majid, the people that are sort of governing the planet basically bought their way in there. And so they had enough money to call it whatever they want and do whatever they wanted to do. So hence the mining of all the gold.
Cool.
The rich get richer.
That's kind of awesome. So it's like a gold rush world. led by like a mandarinate. That's really yes. cool.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Oh, welcome.
Watch
it. Anybody said that.
All right. So you start with 400 credits plus 1d6 times 100 credits. You can buy any equipment of tech level 4 or lower, and you can find all of that fun stuff. Find all your gear porn on page starting on 33.
Did you say 1d6 times 100?
Do I get?
Yeah. Roll a d6, multiply it by 100, and
oh, I got a 5. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
So I'm at 900 credit, is what you said?
900 credits, yep.
You get how much starting?
To then buy our weapons? We don't start off with anything?
No, we don't start without anything. Yeah, I mean, you have, like, clothes, and you start have off a spaceship.
400 wheat. Oh, nice. 1,000.
Rich psychic.
Yeah, you're a rich poor person, wheat. Good job.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Can't wait to roll this one. Motherfucker!
It's actually...
Oh, your
oh
last,
my God.
Your last con didn't work out so good for you.
No, man, not at all. God damn it.
Drain some old lady's bank account.
How do you change your name? It says as Jeff R, but how do you change that?
For what? Oh, go click the cogwheel in the top right and go to display name.
Cool.
Cogwheel, top right.
All right, what's next?
Buying stuff, buying equipment. So you can find all your equipment starting on page 33.
Okay.
I would suggest purchasing look at like regular equipment first.
Adam, did you want me to tell you my psychic powers, by the way?
No, we'll do that okay. We'll do next. That's the last thing.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
Yeah, like look at exploration gear on page 41 first. Things like communication equipment, that sort of thing. Like you want to have the space equivalent of a cell phone. Steven, I would suggest spending a few credits on Lazarus patches and a med kit.
Yep.
A Lazarus patch will allow you to bring someone back from 0 hit points if they're dead. You get like one shot at it.
Yeah.
So if you want to be the
difficulty 6. Oh, that's not too bad. Difficulty 6 is not.
Wait, so a comm server you were saying?
Well, like a comm pad or a data slab. Both of those are useful. Think of them as like a phone or an iPad.
Adam,
what's a monoblade?
A monoblade is a knife with an edge that's as sharp as a single molecule.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
Oh, I see.
Can I get a motorcycle if I'm in debt by an extra 200 credits?
No. Borrow it. Borrow it from the rich warrior. Or the psychic.
Whoa, hey, ease up here.
Okay, so a comm pad you said is good to have?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be able to communicate with each other or make phone calls or...
Oh my god, submachine gun.
It can reach other comm pads within 1 kilometer. Is our ship equipped with something?
Yeah, the ship has built in long and short range communication information. So you can always call the ship. The ship can call you.
How much is a comm pad? I only see comm server.
Compad's down.
You gotta keep going. Compads are
Adam, can I ask you a question? When we get into the show,
okay.
How soon can I kill someone with a really good weapon and take that?
Shut up. Let me ask real questions. Can you actually explain armor before I spend any money on this other
shit? Boy, good.
So combat in Stars Without Number, the attack roll that anyone will be making, you or other NPCs, is you take a d20 and you roll and you add your bonus and you add your opponent's armor. So the lower your armor, the better that armor is, because that's what you're adding. If you have no armor, anyone attacking you gets to add 9 to their d20.
There's a fucking musket that you could have. I goddamn dare someone to take a musket.
So if you want armor that's like reasonably protective, look for something with low armor. Because the idea is you roll a d20, you add your target's armor class, you add your combat skill, your attribute modifier, and your attack bonus. And if you get a 20 or better, it hits. So it's a little weird if you're used to D&D, but it basically just builds up towards 20.
So as a psychic, is there any limitation to what I can?
Nope. No. You can wear whatever whatever you can afford. Keep an eye out though that like trying to wear power armor, which I doubt you can afford, requires like specific training to use it. Plus, it needs batteries, so keep that in mind.
And so, okay. Wait. Okay, gotcha.
JP, fantastic. if you're gonna buy that laser pistol, make a note: all energy weapons get a +1 to hit, no matter what.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
And then, how does energy or how does ammo work for the laser pistols versus like something else versus like projectile?
So you'll buy it more or less the same way. It'll say magazine and have an amount of shots available, and then there should be a section for purchasing. Don't worry about buying stuff like rations and stuff. Your ship can it has enough food for. I put it on the ship sheet, but you can survive in the ship. You can live out of your car if you need to.
Okay.
What does AB mean in the weapons thing on
attack
the character
bonus
sheet? So that I get a +1 there.
Yeah, because with a laser pistol, essentially you're pointing it and you're pulling the trigger, and it goes exactly where you point it because it travels.
Are you giving us full ammo on the purchase? Or are you going to be a dick and say that we're missing some rounds?
No. The gun.
Good answer.
The gun comes with 10 shots.
Beautiful.
You can buy it extra. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would assume, but we can, if you guys want to move on, because we're coming up near the break, we can move on to the psychic stuff for weed, and then you guys can choose the equipment during the break. Does that work for everyone?
Good.
Sure.
Yeah, wait, what were you going to choose?
Get a primary discipline at level 1,
right,
and one more point to spend on a secondary discipline. So what are your disciplines?
So my primary discipline is going to be a precog.
Okay.
Which means I get Omen.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. Basically, the precog will receive a distinct sense of whether following that course of action will result in physical injury or mental distress within the next 10 minutes, according to the GM's best judgment of likely outcomes. The power can be used only once per hour. And then my second one will be biopsionics, and it'll be biostasis, which is somewhat ironic considering that I'm probably the most likely to die, but it lets me bring someone back to life. So,
yeah, it's essentially a psychic Lazarus patch.
I know you already explained this, but is armor class higher or lower better?
Lower is better. You start with AC9 if you're not wearing anything, and it goes down the more armor you put on.
What is encumbrance based off of? Strength?
It's like number of slots. I think like each item takes up a certain amount of encumbrance.
Interesting.
I find encumbrance generally pretty boring and stupid, but it's there so that you can't be like, I'm carrying 47 assault rifles. So, I mean, try and keep track of it. And if I think you're being abusive, I'll be like, what's your encumbrance? And then you got to justify it. But otherwise I don't.
Where does it show your encumbrance?
I don't know because I don't care.
Okay. It only has it in the inventory. I don't think it keeps track of it, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a combat shotgun.
Oh, here you go. You can carry a ready number of items equal to half your strength score, rounded down. Ready items include those things you're wearing or ready at all times, so like in holsters and belt pouches. You can draw or produce a readied item as part of any other action. You can have stowed items equal to your full strength. So that's like crap in a bag or like a deep pocket. So if you have a gun in a holster, it's readied, so you don't have to be like, I'm going to take an action to take it out. Now I'm going to take an action to shoot it. You're just like, out.
Okay. Why is armored undersuit expensive?
Because it's armor you can wear under other armor.
Oh, okay.
And it's like you can hide it, and it's like a bodysuit of nano weave.
Cool.
But how does it stack then? So let's say you have woven body armor for 5.
Yep.
Then you have armored undersuit that's 7. What do you do to make your armor class lower? How does that work?
I think that it's like you divide the lower one in half, but I'll check for you on the break.
But then why would you have the other one?
Well, you add them together. So like I think it's like if you have 7 and 5, you add 3, you like reduce it. I'll check it for you though.
You add.
So what do we start at in these? So these are subtracting from what you start at, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You have a low AC. Yeah, if you have no armor at all, you're wearing your AC is 9.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else we need to do before? I mean, we'll do some character stuff afterwards, but
yeah, when we come back, we can talk about everybody can introduce their characters. We'll get names and description stuff, and then we can jump into the action.
Perfect. Sounds good. We'll take our first break. We're going for 3 more hours today, so stick around. Take a quick 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll go into actually playing the game. But this is pretty typical for the first show or first hour of the premiere of shows is we do character creation. So if people want to create a character or perhaps do a game of their own, they can follow along. So we'll be right back in 3 minutes, guys. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you soon.